And a very good morning to you. It is Sunday morning, the 14th of November, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the second book of Chronicles, chapter 29 and verse 3, King Hezekiah, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. And then if we go to 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament, chapter 5 and verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the word sanctify means to be holy. It means to be free from sin. And what we always say is holiness is the end product of obedience. When we become obedient, we become automatically holy. You and I, we need to come out of hiding. We need to clean up our act, so to speak. There are so many churches closed. We need to get the churches open. We need to get them open just like King Hezekiah did in Jerusalem. The temple was closed. It was full of rubbish. He cleaned it out. But it needs to start with ourselves in our own personal lives. You see, Jesus is coming back very soon. We need to ask ourselves a question. Are we ready to receive him? We need to get started. I remember reading many years ago when there was trouble again in the Middle East. There was a huge city that was absolutely flattened. There were children's homes all over the place that were broken down. Little children were running in the streets. There was nowhere for them to go. And the United Nations and all the different organizations, World Vision and the children's organizations, didn't know what to do. So they got hold of Mother Teresa from Calcutta and they flew her to that city in a huge jet liner. When she arrived at the airport, there was a red carpet put out for the small little lady, and out she walked with her womenfolk, and they had a big black limousine there to collect her, and they whisked her off to the first orphanage. And when she got out of the car, the place was leveled to the ground. There wasn't a building standing higher than a meter. And all the experts from all over the world, they were there with their clipboards. They wanted to hear about the game plan that this little lady was going to implement. And she walked up and she looked around and she found a broom. And she took the broom and she started to sweep all the debris away in front of her. They said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm starting." I want to say to you today, we need to start. We need to start getting ready. Christmas is around the corner. This might be the last Christmas we'll have on this earth before Jesus comes back. But you know, the good news is verse 24 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, "He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it." Jesus will do it for us. We just need to open the door and let him come in. God bless you and have a wonderful Sunday. Goodbye.